So what's the big deal about Einstein on the beach? Well, to find out, about 50 of us showed up at the Ann Arbor Public Library on a Monday night for a little tutorial hosted by the University Musical Society. That's the group presenting the opera in Ann Arbor. I confess, I really didn't know a whole lot about this opera. I knew about as much as my classmate, Evelyn Burns.
I think it's 5 hours, isn't it?
Are you going to sit through it?
I don't know if I'm going. I'm here to learn.
A few more facts to get you started. You should know that Einstein on the Beach was first produced in France in 1976, and until now it's only been performed in Europe and on the East Coast. It was originally directed by Robert Wilson with music by Philip Glass. Both men are involved in this production, and since they're in their 70s, this is probably the last revival they'll do as a team. Oh, and you should know that Einstein on the Beach is widely hailed as being, quote, one of the greatest artistic achievements of the 20th century. Okay, our teacher for the evening is Mark Clegg.
Musicologist from the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance.
And he starts the lesson by telling us all the things Einstein on the Beach isn't.
Well, it's not Verdi. And it's not Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
There's no intermission in this 4.5 hour piece. So you can walk out and walk back in and go get a beer and come back when you can deal with it.
The opera has some of the traditional trappings too, like a set, costumes, an incredibly intricate lighting design by Robert Wilson, or as Clegg calls him,
the painter with light.
Then there's the music,
which is Philip Glass's, you know, highly repetitious sort of take on both classical music and popular music. And there's something that's hypnotic, at least for me, that disarms my resistance to experiencing this.
There are singers. Some people recite poems. There's a violinist who plays his instrument dressed as Einstein. Clegg says the opera opens with a train and ends with a bus. In between, there's a trial. There are scenes about train travel, sleeping, brushing your teeth. As for what it all means or doesn't mean, that's up to you.
What is the allure of this play? I mean, everyone talks about it, but no one even knows what it is.
Well, the allure, really, I mean, to be blunt, is part is just this, it's this legend. It's like this legend has arrived in our backyard, and we suddenly have a chance to be part of this radical historical moment that transformed the way people thought about what was possible in the theater.
For Clegg, getting to see Einstein on the Beach in person is so big, it's so monumental. He says it's like the equivalent of being at the Russian Ballet more than a century ago when Igor Stravinsky debuted his ballet, The Rite of Spring. Apparently, the audience did not like it. In fact, they hated it. And as Jonah Lehrer and Robert Krawich from Radiolab explain...
Well, after about 3 minutes, they rioted.
They what?
They rioted.
Meaning what? Like they screamed or threw?
They screamed. There was blood. Old ladies were hitting each other with canes.
No riots are going to break out at Einstein on the Beach this weekend. At least we don't think so. But just in case, Mark Clegg, our night school teacher, plans to tweet from the show. You can follow him at
US Music Scholar on Twitter.
I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.